Week 3, Monday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, the King who is to come. O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence, Lord. Almighty Father, with your Son and Spirit blessed, hear our prayer. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Our God comes openly, he keeps silence no longer. Psalm 49. The God of gods, the Lord, has spoken and summoned the earth. From the rising of the sun to its setting, out of Sion's perfect beauty he shines. Our God comes, he keeps silence no longer. Before him fire devours, around him tempest rages. He calls on the heavens and the earth to witness his judgment of his people. Summon before me my people, who made covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens proclaim his justice, for God himself is the judge. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our God comes openly, he keeps silence no longer. Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. Psalm 49 continued. Listen, my people, I will speak. Israel, I will testify against you. For I am God, your God. I accuse you, lay the charge before you. I find no fault with your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. I do not ask more bullocks from your farms, nor goats from among your herds. For I own all the beasts of the forest, beasts in their thousands on my hills. I know all the birds in the sky, all that moves in the field belongs to me. Were I hungry, I would not tell you, for I own the world and all it holds. Do you think I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God, and render him your votive offerings. Call on me in the day of distress, I will free you, and you shall honour me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Pay your sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. I want love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. Psalm 49 concluded. But God says to the wicked, but how can you recite my commandments and take my covenant on your lips, you who despise my law and throw my words to the wind? You who see a thief and go with him, who throw in your lot with adulterers, who unbridle your mouth for evil, and whose tongue is plotting crime. You sit and malign your brother and slander your own mother's son. You do this, and should I keep silence? Do you think that I am like you? Mark this, you who never think of God, lest I seize you and you cannot escape. A sacrifice of thanksgiving honours me, and I will show God's salvation to the upright. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I want love, not sacrifice, knowledge of God, not holocausts. Let us see, O Lord, your mercy, and give us your saving help. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 30. The Lord waits to be gracious to you, therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. Yea, O people of Zion, who dwell in Jerusalem, you shall weep no more. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself any more, but your eyes will see your teacher, and your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, "This is the way, walk in it," when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. Then you will defile your silver-covered graven images and your golden-plated molten images. You will scatter them as unclean things. You will say to them, "Be gone." And he will give you rain for the seed with which you sow the ground, and grain, the produce of the ground, which will be rich and plenteous. In that day your cattle will graze in large pastures, and oxen and asses that till the land will eat salted provender, which has been winnowed with shovel and fork. And upon every lofty mountain and every high hill there will be brooks running with water in the day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days, in the day when the Lord binds up the hurt of his people and heals the wounds inflicted by his blow. A responsory from Isaiah 30. In that day the Lord will bind up the wounds of the people, and the God of justice will heal the bruises inflicted by his blow. Blessed are those who wait for him. Hope in the Lord, hold firm, and take heart. Hope in the Lord. Blessed are those who wait for him. A reading from the treatise of William of Saint-Thierry on contemplating God. You alone are the Lord. To be ruled by you is for us salvation. For us to serve you is nothing else but to be saved by you. Now how is it we are saved by you, O Lord, from whom salvation comes, and whose blessing is upon your people, if it is not in receiving from you the gift of loving you and being loved by you? That, Lord, is why you willed that the son of your right hand, the man whom you made strong for your own self, should be called Jesus, that is to say, Saviour, for he will save his people from their sins. There is no other in whom is salvation except him who taught us to love himself when he first loved us, even to death on the cross. By loving us and holding us so dear, he stirred us up to love himself, who first had loved us to the end. You who first loved us did this, precisely this. You first loved us so that we might love you. And that was not because you needed to be loved by us, but because we could not be what you created us to be except by loving you. Having then in many ways and on various occasions spoken to the fathers by the prophets, now in these last days you have spoken to us in the Son, your word, by whom the heavens were established, and all the power of them by the breath of his mouth. For you to speak thus in your Son was an open declaration, a setting in the sun, as it were, of how much and in what sort of way you loved us, in that you spared not your own Son, but delivered him up for us all. Yes, and he himself loved us, and gave himself for us. This, Lord, is your word to us. This is your all-powerful message. He who, while all things kept silence, that is, were in the depth of error, came from the royal throne, the stern opponent of error, and the gentle apostle of love. And everything he did and everything he said on earth, even the insults, the spitting, the buffeting, the cross and the grave, all that was nothing but yourself speaking in the Son, appealing to us by your love and stirring up our love for you. For you, O God, our soul's creator, knew that this affection cannot be forced in the souls of the sons of men, but has to be evoked. And this is for the obvious reason that there is no freedom where there is compulsion, and where freedom is lacking, so too is righteousness. We could not with justice have been saved had we not loved you, nor could we have loved you save by your gift. You willed, therefore, that we should love you. So, Lord, as the apostle of your love tells us, and as we ourselves have said before, you first loved us, and you love all your lovers first. Now we, on our part, hold you dear by the affection of love which you have implanted in us. But, O you who are the one supreme good and ultimate goodness, your love is your goodness, the Holy Spirit proceeding from the Father and the Son. From the beginning of creation he has been born upon the waters, on the tossing souls of men, that is, offering himself to all, drawing all to himself. And by breathing into and upon them, by warding off things harmful and supplying things useful, he unites God to us and us to God. A responsory from Isaiah 54. My love for you will never leave you, and my covenant of peace with you will never be shaken. Your sons will all be taught by the Lord. The prosperity of your sons will be great. I, the Lord your God, teach you what is good for you. I lead you in the way that you must go. Your sons will all be taught by the Lord. The prosperity of your sons will be great. Let us pray. In your love, Father, listen to our prayers. May your Son at his coming dispel by his grace the darkness of our hearts. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.